This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney Thursday for the funeral of Cardinal George Pell. Pell died at the age of 81 in a Rome hospital last month from heart complications after hip surgery. The former Vatican treasurer and close advisor to Pope Francis was convicted in 2018 of sexually assaulting two choir boys in the 1990s. The conviction was overturned by Australia's High Court in 2020 after Pell had served 20 months in prison. Pell was eulogized by former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
George Pell was the greatest man I've ever known. And if faith means the ability to endure crushing adversity, no one could be a better advertisement for it.
Protesters outside the cathedral denounced Pell for what they said were his bigoted views on homosexuality and for protecting pedophile priests while a senior church official. Pell will be buried in the crypt at St. Mary's Cathedral, where he previously served as Archbishop. Australia's central bank says Britain's new monarch will not be seen on its paper currency. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Australia's central bank says King Charles III will not be on the new $5 bill. Instead, a new indigenous design will replace the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. The Reserve Bank says the move honors the culture and history of the first Australians. The $5 bill was Australia's only remaining banknote to still feature an image of the monarch. However, King Charles is still expected to appear on coins. Opposition leader Peter Dutton panned the move, likening it to changing the date of Australia Day. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.